Tiger Ball starting the fourth, leading Elkhart 40-25.
Luke Bricker now 6 of 7 from behind the three-point line. He has 21 points. Carson Gould, 4 assists, and has played all 24 minutes so far in this game.
Hackman in the center circle to Bricker. It went through his hands. It's out of bounds to Elkhart. 21 points for Bricker. They've all come in threes because he had a three-point play and 6 three-point baskets. Bricker will come out of the game, Martin in. So it's Carson Gould, Jackson Gould, Davis, Martin, and Heckman out there to start the fourth for the Tigers. Well, actually, that's not true because Bricker was in there, and now Martin is. Anderson lobs far side to Williams, runs into Davis on a switch. Now Martin's got Anderson. See if they go back that way. Rogers picks up his dribble, lobs it out near the volleyball line for Gates. Back to Rogers. Stumbles against Davis. Bounces it off his teammate's foot and out of bounds. Again, one-handed passes, Jared. Your team, my team, somebody else's team, I don't care. One-handed passes just don't work as good as two.
Yeah, and you can't bring it back. There's no way to bring that pass back. But Trey Davis has forced 3 turnovers just with his pressure. And right there's another one where he is just not giving up on the play and guarding whoever is in front of him extremely hard.
Carson Gould off a screen. Right side, Heckman makes a ball fake and a drive all the way in for 2. He kept waiting for somebody to come and pick him up, and nobody did. Warsaw 42, Elkhart 25, a minute into the fourth. Anderson to the right, shoots from 15 and couldn't get it. Rebound, Brown back up and in. A couple of field goals for him, 1 of 3. He's got 5. Warsaw's lead is 15 again. Heckman slowly across the line. Anderson waiting for him there. Now Heckman, bodied up by Anderson. Out to Martin near the center circle. Dribbles right, hands back to Carson Gould. Carson the foul line, comes up shooting and hitting. That's the kind of shot we're talking about right there, aren't we, Jerry? You got to take that shot.
It was funny, too, because at the end of the quarter, Coach Ryan Bricker has the biggest smile on his face, but he wasn't going to Luke. He was going to Carson because of how Carson has played tonight.
At the top, Williams. Backdoor cut, driving in Brown. Offensive foul, wave off the basket. Offensive foul, Trey Brown, his fourth. Guess who took the hit? Warsaw's number 2 in black.
When you look at social media and people talking about Jackson and his toughness playing with this shoulder, no matter what you can say, it's not being talked about enough. The toughness and the heart that he's shown to just keep playing this season when he's being able to take charges, and that was a lot of contact right there.
It was a hard hit. Carson Gould in the backcourt, 1-on-1 against Rogers, gets across the line. Davis hands back to Carson, gets the block, tried to throw it inside to Martin. Too much traffic there, taken away by Wendy for Elkhart. Jacob through the center circle, hands back to Rogers on the right, flips it back to Wendy in the corner, but Carson Gould was there, and now he's trapped in a Gould trap sandwich. All the way across left corner, Williams, a 3 over Bricker, no good. Rebound to Anderson, right back up and in. Timeout, Elkhart. This will be a 30. We'll take this one. 5:38 left to play, fourth quarter. 44-29 Tigers. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Lions down to you. One timeout left with 5:38 to go. And this is changing up the defense. Now this is all over everything. Pressure, long pass down the court. Jackson Gould catches, and he missed it. And the rebound's grabbed by Anderson for Elkhart. Quickly up court to Wendy. Steps back for a three-pointer. No good. Rebound grabbed by Carson Gould for the Tigers. Wendy went down. He thought there was a foul. Long pass by Bricker. Picked off by Williams. Williams in the corner again. Wendy for 3. Air ball. Rebound put back up by Rogers and in. Warsaw is playing this right into the hands of Elkhart. This is exactly what they want. Carson Gould. And he traveled. Dragged his pivot foot out of bounds to Elkhart. 5:10 left. This game's still not over.
And that's the last thing you want to do is give this team momentum. Even say they don't come back, you still don't want to give them momentum because we got to come up here and win a sectional. There's a good chance game one could be against these guys.
Anderson, top of the circle. Left side to Wendy. Back across to Rogers, down to the corner to Williams. Williams to Anderson at the elbow. Shoots from there. Missed it badly. Missed the rim, hit the backboard, right to Carson Gould. Outlet to midcourt, Jackson Gould. Cross-court pass to Bricker. Bricker immediately gets trapped. Jaeger, far side, Carson Gould. Martin in the corner, back up the sideline to Carson. Carson against Rogers. Drives to the right, puts it up. Oh, it's blocked. Carson got his own rebound and scores. Gould with 5 points for this quarter. Warsaw leads by 15 again, 4.5 minutes to go. Rogers, left side Williams. Shoots a three over Martin and missed it. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Martin for the Tigers. Outlets Jackson Gould. Jackson in the middle, trapped. Across the line, Jaeger. Up ahead to Carson Gould. Skip pass across to Bricker. Bricker will bring it back out. Now to Martin. Martin between the circles. One dribble got knocked over. Foul called. Anderson runs over Martin. And Drew Heckman's into the game for Jaeger for the Tigers with 4:08 to play. Warsaw looking for a win here to split the weekend. Damarian Axel is checking into the game for Elkhart. They have four guys dressed that are not part of the normal varsity. Again, they got all kinds of injuries and everything else. And the second game of back-to-back nights, it might be interesting in putting some of those guys in and give them a chance. Gould drives in. He gets hammered from behind. A foul called. There is Axel, who just checked in, picking up a foul. Shooting? Yes. Two free throws for Jackson Gould, who with 3:54 left in the game, still has not scored. Free throw up. Free throw good.
Well, and the thing is, when you're a leading scorer of a team, you've got two choices to make when you're in a situation you haven't scored. You can either force everything to try to get your points, or you can play the way Jackson has played tonight, where he's got his eyes up looking for guys. He hasn't forced anything. They haven't fallen, the ones he's taken, but they haven't been forced selfish shots, and you have to love that out of your senior leader.
There aren't too many nights that Carson's going to have more points than Jackson. Tonight could be that night. Warsaw by 17, 48-31. Windy on the drive, ran over Jackson Gould. Offensive foul. Every time you turn around, Kyle Sears throws himself into the back of his chair, puts his hands over his head. We have all seen that. How many times do you think?
Yeah.
This season, 20?
Yeah.
Got to be.
Yeah. It's funny.
Three tonight.
It's funny you mentioned Carson having more points than Jackson. Carson's going to let him know, and Jackson's going to hit him back up saying, I had three charges.
Long pass down court. Heckman is fouled from behind. A good foul by Axel to not up Andrew. Drew was seriously thinking about the heavyweight flush on that one.
That's two possessions where Elkhart has had full court man-to-man pressure. And remember, Warsaw was using that long pass as kind of just a look. They weren't actually throwing the long ball earlier in the season. They're 2 for 2 in completing those passes now when they went long.
Heckman misses again at the free throw line.
I think when you look at the grand scheme of things, especially in a man-to-man press, when you get that ball out there on a deep ball, it's a lot easier as an offensive player to turn and look, just like in football where the cornerback has got to run and chase you with his back turned to the ball.
Heckman made that one. That gives Drew 5 points. He's 1 of 4 at the line. Heckman and Gould together have 7 points, and Warsaw is winning by 18 with 3.5 minutes to go. Axel out top to Anderson. Anderson against Carson Gould. Drives in on the right side of the lane. Missed it, but a foul called. Look at that. Carson immediately turns around and starts yelling at Jackson. Why didn't you come help me there? He eats guys like me for lunch. Why didn't you help me?
I knew it would take a little bit, but I told Jackson this 2 years ago at Lakeview. I said, what's going to happen when your brother starts, he's your point guard? Jackson goes, he won't say anything to me. Finally, now we're seeing the evolution of the relationship on the floor where Carson's just saying, listen, big bro, you're going to have to come help me in that situation.
Anderson made the first. He's got 13.
And Kyle Sears, young guy over there, his son, talking with Jackson about his shoulder. He's going to be a special one. He's so fun and loves the game of basketball. And him and Jackson going back and forth is great.
Warsaw plays it in after Anderson makes both free throws. Jackson Gould in the backcourt to Carson. Carson with a head fake and a drive around Anderson to get across the line. Right corner, Heckman underneath the Barton. Spins in the lane. Foul called against Anderson, I think. Williams was in the neighborhood, but it's going to be Anderson's foul. And I have him for 4. And that will be his 4th. And that's 17 fouls on the Lions. So Brant Martin who is Warsaw's best at 82%. 2-for-2 last night. Shoots 2 here for the Tigers. Brant's had a quiet night, too. That one's up and in. So if you want to do that, Gould and Martin together had 5 points, and Warsaw's winning by 17. One more, and Martin puts that in. And timeout is taken. No substitution. Martin comes out, Trey Davis in. 3:10 to go. Warsaw 51, Elkhart 33. Here's Jared Shaw's favorite moment of this game. Here comes DeMario McCoy in off the bench for Elkhart. And he'll come in for Gates as both teams will start to use some other kids here as we get down to the final minutes of the game. McCoy had a very good JV game. Warsaw was a winner, 49-37. Anderson at the top, open, shooting, missing. Rebound, hit Carson Gould in the foot. He grabs it in the corner. Out of Jackson Gould. Jackson back to Carson, 2:49 left. Bricker across the line, right in front of his dad on the Warsaw bench. In the corner to Heckman. Back up to the man of the match for Warsaw, Luke Bricker. Carson Gould, backdoor cut. Heckman with a great head fake. He got hammered from behind. McCoy's going to get the foul. Heckman doing a little inventory to make sure that everything on his face is where it's supposed to be. None of it is disconnected. McCoy with the foul. Heckman back to the free throw line where he's 1-for-4. Could put the Tigers up by 20. Free throw up and no good.
Warsaw's done a really good job against pressure when you're told to read the basket area and get your eyes up. Every single possession Warsaw's had that's been successful, they've had their eyes up, and they've seen guys in that back line open, and they have not been shy to get them the basketball as quickly as they can.
Drew shoots again and hits that one. 6 for Heckman, and he'll exit with 2:35 to go. Will Bergen's into the game for the Tigers. Well, Warsaw needed this. As a matter of fact, by the way, Heckman went down to the end of the bench looking for one of our trainers, and we don't really have one here. So I don't know if maybe he's bleeding a little bit or just hurts because, like I said, he got whacked pretty hard. There's a steal. Jackson Gould races in and scores. Gould with a steal and the finish, and Warsaw leads 54-33. Down and deep the other way, Diego Villegas Noguera, a 6'2 senior from Venezuela, is fouled on his way to the basket. And Luke Bricker fouled him. And it'll be Villegas Noguera shooting dos. And the first one is up and short. He's only scored 1 point all season. Looking for his second one. Andrew Potter in the game. Jackson Gould's night is over. Who are you pumping your fist to?
Yeah, Coach Grindle leaving a little bit earlier than you would expect for the simple reason that he's got Royal Rumble tonight to watch. I was surprised he was here. I figured he would send, you know, Coach Plofthrow here to scout. But
second one, no good. Davis the rebound for Warsaw. To Carson Gould, back to Davis. 2 minutes left to go. Stay tuned after the game, final scoring, final stats, and our interview with Coach Matt Moore. Davis lost the ball, and then Davis got it back. Sullivan, pressured, got rid of it to Carson Gould. Carson in the backcourt. Left-hand dribble to the timeline. Far side, Drew Sullivan, who had 12 points for the JV in their 12-point win tonight. Carson Gould, out top Sullivan. Makes a move. In for the right, all the way for two. Drew Sullivan scores. Points 6 and 7 for him at the varsity level. And it's 56-33 Warsaw with 1:25 left. New kid in there, that's A.J. Scott we saw in the JV game. McCoy into the corner. Scott back out at the top for Alonzo Newburn, who we saw in the JV game as well. In the corner, Scott turn-on jumper, missed everything. Rebound to Noguera. He'll lob it back across for Newburn. Newburn against Carson Gould, a minute to go. Drives into Potter, forced it up. Potter blocked it and grabbed it out of midair. Will Bergen to the timeline. Matt Moore wants time. They're going to get Carson Gould out of the game. Meidenberger is in for Warsaw.
Did you just see Carson try to commit that foul because he was trying to get the subs in that situation?
Yep.
That's just a heads-up play. Your basketball IQ is higher than the sophomore level that it says on the roster when you do something like that. Carson Gould with an outstanding performance tonight.
Meidenberger and Elijah Wright both into the game for Warsaw, their first varsity playing time ever. 36 seconds to play. Sullivan, spin to the lane, shoots it, and scores. Drew with 16 points between the two games, four here in the varsity. 58-33, Tigers, 20 seconds left. Axel, now to the near side for Scott at the top, McCoy. Sizes up Elijah Wright, says, I know this guy, I played against him before. Shot it, missed it, potted the rebound, Bergen with the ball. He'll dribble across the line. He'll continue dribbling. Elkhart starts walking to their bench. Buzzer sounds. Ball game over. Tigers win. Warsaw comes to Northside Gym and beats the Elkhart Lions 58-33. Postgame coverage begins after this 2-minute timeout on News Now Warsaw. Final score tonight at Northside Gym, Warsaw 58, Elkhart 33. For the Lions, who are now 5-11 on the season, Jacob Windy, 3, Anthony Williams, 5, Tyson Rogers, 2, Rodney Gates, 4, Trey Brown, 5, and Damarian Anderson was the leader, as he usually is for Elkhart. He had 14 points, 2 short of his average. For Warsaw, Trey Davis, 8, Jackson Gould, just 4 points. He didn't score until there was 3:54 left to play in the game. Carson Gould had 5, so mark this down. I imagine the car ride home will be very interesting because Carson Gould, 5 points, Jackson Gould, 4, Drew Heckerman, 6, Brant Martin, 4, Drew Sullivan, 4, Luke Yeager, 6, and the leader tonight was Luke Bricker, who had a 3-point play and 2 3-point baskets in the first quarter, 2 more 3-pointers in the second, 2 more 3-pointers in the third. He finished with 21 points. Warsaw led it 12-4 after 1, 24-14 at halftime, 40-25 after 3, outscoring Elkhart 28-21 in the middle two quarters, outscored him 18-8 in the fourth to win it 58-33. We were never tied. We had no lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game as well, 49-37 over Elkhart. Drew Sullivan had 17 points. Robbie Finlinson finished with 12. Again, in the varsity game, Warsaw 58, Elkhart 33. Jared's got the final stats. Those are next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 58, Elkhart 33. Matt Moore is here. Congratulations. Anytime you come to this building, get a win, get on the bus, go home with it, that's a good deal.
Absolutely. Really, really proud of the group. We you know, after a battle last night, I thought fatigue didn't really play a factor tonight. I thought we guarded just as hard as we needed to, defended at high percentages, and our shot selection was fantastic. And, you know, that's a good win that you need. Told them 31 days from now, it becomes real. And it's nice to come in here and play the way we did and hopefully come back on that night and start it over again.
Let's start with a couple things you just said there. Ball movement. We've been talking in the girls' games about the extra pass, and your guys on several occasions tonight, Matt, made at least one extra pass to get to guys who were more open than they were, and it paid off big time.
Yeah, those are the big advantage shots we talk about. You know, naturally it fits when you're playing against a zone team. Our coaches talk about this a lot, like what you learn after the fact when you're older and the game starts to slow down, probably like it did for Shaw. When he was in 7th and 8th grade. But you see things that are about to happen. And I wish, as a 43-year-old, my mind could go back to being 16, playing against zones. And I thought tonight our ability to pass the ball and see those things were kind of old man game-ish in many ways. And we just got open shots, and those are the shots that you shoot, you know, in practice, and we hit them.
We saw two things against the zone. We saw guys – getting to open areas and then stopping. You coaches call that sitting down. And then we saw the ball going, for example, from right wing to the top. When normally it would go to the left wing, the defense is already rotating around. Your guys hesitated just a little bit, and it was that backside guy that was open down to the baseline.
Yeah, that would be, we would call it a boomerang pass. Kind of you throw it and it comes back to you, right? Your ability to take it from a wing back to the point and then back to the same side, just kind of ping pong, boomerang, whatever game you like to play. But that was kind of what we lived in a little bit. And again, it's played a lot of guys. Nobody played major minutes other than Carson, but really proud of the group and their ability to kind of, you know, when they get in, they get their – Luke Yeager, man, 7 rebounds and, you know, a quarter and a half of play. That's awesome. And just really proud of this group, man. It has been a battle to figure out who we are, like I said, as we're building the plane in the air in many ways. And I think they like each other. Their chemistry's good, and they responded well today, and I was really proud of that.
Got another busy week. Mishawaka's coming on Thursday. They're really angry about what happened last night, losing to Goshen in overtime. And then Saturday, Chesterton, even though it's not the same Chesterton team that went to Cambridge last March, that's still a pretty good outfit.
Yeah, we don't have any games left on the schedule that are going to be games where the Tigers show up and it's going to be a walk in the park. You know, we're going to have to play. Mishawaka obviously is playing really well. Chesterton playing really well. And that's – you build your schedule according to where you want to be. And so we're putting championship-level teams on it to challenge us. And that short turnaround is going to be a unique opportunity. But both games are at home. And those are games that I think our guys should and need to play well in. And excited to see, you know, what it looks like as we get into February. February's a special month, man. It sets it up, sets the table for what's coming in March. And 31 days is going to go quick.
We call it ramping up. You're going to be ramping up to being back here in this building that first week. Good job tonight. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Warsaw wins 58-33 over Elkhart. We'll come back and do the final stats next on News Now Warsaw. Time for the final stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Go ahead, Jared.
For Warsaw, they finished 22 of 42 from the field for 52%. Warsaw was 6 of 16 from behind the three-point line, 8 of 13 at the free throw line. Warsaw grabbed 29 total rebounds, and they had 13 turnovers. For Elkhart, they finished 12 of 43 from the field for 27%. That includes 3 of 21 from behind the three-point line, 6 of 8 at the free-throw line. Elkhart grabbed 19 total rebounds, and they had 10 turnovers. Points off turnovers, Warsaw had 11, Elkhart had 7. Second chance points, Warsaw had 6, Elkhart had 4. Points per possession, Warsaw played to a 1.09, while Elkhart played to a 0.66. And points off the bench, Warsaw had 33 points off the bench, Elkhart had 2.
All right, let's contemplate that for just a minute. Just right that right there. Warsaw had 33 of their 58 points. The Warsaw bench scored as many points as the entire Elkhart Lion team did in this 32-minute game.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about bench scoring being important to this squad and finding guys that can contribute. And tonight, you've got a guy like Luke Bricker that comes off the bench, finds space with good passing, and that combination, he's able to catch, you know, the basketball in rhythm, and he is just lethal when he can catch the ball in rhythm and get his shot off, and he's a sophomore. Can you imagine when you look towards the future and what he can do when he's getting open using screening and when he can do, you know, get open by himself? But tonight, the passing is what, you know, got him the basketball and a scoring opportunity, and he was able to knock him down.
Well, and if teams are going to play 2-3 zones against us, that's going to happen more often. Because what's been happening is teams like Penn and Goshen, they didn't leave him. Someone else is going to beat us. He's not going to make three-point shots, and he hasn't been making them.
Yeah, and it's been a long time since we've looked at, you know, what kind of defensive strategy other teams will have against us, and maybe a 2-3 zone isn't the number one option in our mind because we haven't had a guy that is going to, you know, knock down shots at the clip that Luke Bricker is right now or can. And so having the ability to be able to play against a 2-3 zone can be a real blessing, but you've got to be able to see the basket area like the Tigers did tonight, where your passes inside are going to open up the outside game. And when you're moving the ball like the Tigers did tonight, success is definitely going to be there for any team that you play.
We owe you one more break. We'll take that here. We'll come back and finish up. Warsaw 58, Elkhart 33. Back after this on News Now Warsaw. Couple of scores to pass along to you. LaPorte in the fourth leads Concord 46-29. Penn leads Goshen 80-41. No, that's gone final now. 80-41 is the final. Wallace leads Lakeland in the third 39-29. Manchester's boys lead Valley 51-39. The Manchester boys are putting up a bunch of points, and they are having a very good season. The Valley girls earlier today beat Manchester 73-38. Here at Northside Gym, Warsaw 58, Elkhart 33. Mr. Shaw, your final words.
I think after the disappointment of last night where you're losing to the number one team in 3A, I'm not quite sure you could ask for more if you're the coaching staff for the Warsaw Tigers. You came up here, you handled the pressure that Elkhart had defensively, and in turn that allowed you to score layups in the back end, and I think you have to be ecstatic with the play of Carson Gould. Carson Gould was phenomenal. He had 7 rebounds, according to the stats, plus 4 assists, which I think might even be light. I think he had 5 or 6 assists in tonight's game. And then you saw him put the ball in the basket as well. And for the toughness that he plays with, this was the first game where, like Coach said, it almost seemed like the game slowed down. He waited for guys to finish their cuts to make passes, just like a couple of the other guys did. When that stuff starts happening, that's where this offense and the motion that they use is where it's successful, because you're having guys go in the back door when they're coming through on their cuts, and it allows you to go on the road or go against really good teams and be able to beat them regardless of their size, because it evens up with just their over-aggressiveness. And I thought Carson did an excellent job. Obviously, we mentioned Luke and Jackson, three charges with one shoulder. Just a yeoman's effort on the defensive end, and he did a great job passing ball as well. Overall, good night for the Tigers.
We will miss you on Thursday, but we will see you on Saturday afternoon.
Is it? Yep, yeah.
That's a 1 o'clock JV start on Saturday, and hopefully we're buzzing out of there right afterwards to head up to a sectional championship game for the girls at Concord. Tuesday night, the girls play Concord at Concord. First game, Penn and Northridge. Warsaw and Concord game 2. Airtime is about 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. We'll go live right after the first game goes final. Thanks to Steve back at the station. For Jared, I'm Roger. Again, the final scores tonight. Warsaw won the JV game 49-37. They win the varsity game 58-33. Good night.